Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Islamists have signed the Islamic Dawn Charter that would establish Sharia law in Sudan. Meanwhile, the government crackdown on Christians continues. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says,
I've heard stories this week of the offices of Christian organizations being broken into, raided. There are reports of orphanages and schools being closed.
For now, their outreach in Khartoum continues.
We have a program working with 30 former street children, providing them with quality care, residential care, based on the compound of a church.
Next, thousands of Christian media professionals will get to preview a revolutionary new missions program this weekend at the National Religious Broadcast Convention. It's an annual event designed to help Christians in media, and Christian Aid Mission chose it as the place to preview their Go Tribal program. It helps small to medium-sized churches get involved in world missions in an affordable way. Pray this new Go Tribal program will engage the body of Christ in America. And Moy Pudaiti with Bibles for the World says lives are being transformed as they bring God's Word to Nepal. They've printed and distributed 500,000 copies of the Gospel of John so far and are doubling that in the coming days.
Praise God, the Lord has provided enough money to print the next 500,000 copies. However, we don't quite have enough money for the New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs.
Can you help? Visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Well, Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we willing to go wherever he sends us in obedience to him? Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.